Air Force Academy promoting woke ideology, including CRT, white privilege, BLM. By John Friend. Bombshell documents obtained through a Freedom of Information Act, FOIA, request filed by Judicial Watch, a leading conservative think tank and educational foundation, reveal the U.S. Air Force Academy, USAFA, and elements among its top leadership are steeped in a woke, anti-American ideology, promoting subversive, Marxist-inspired narratives including the concept of white privilege, critical race theory, CRT, and Black Lives Matter, BLM, racist rhetoric. Judicial Watch, which seeks to promote transparency, accountability, and integrity in government, politics, and the law, according to its official website, obtained 478 pages of records from the USAFA, including instructional materials and PowerPoints used in presentations to cadets as well as other internal emails from leading officials, demonstrating the woke mindset at one of America's leading military institutions. The records were released following a November 2022 FOIA lawsuit, filed after the Defense Department failed to respond to a request for Air Force Academy training material records on critical race theory, according to a press release issued by Judicial Watch. One document prepared at the request of the superintendent of the Air Force Academy was titled CRT Talking Points and sought to introduce the divisive, anti-American, and anti-white concept of critical race theory into the classroom at the academy. CRT has been one of the most controversial aspects of modern American education, causing heated debate in classrooms and college campuses across the country. According to Encyclopedia Britannica, as well as other commonly accepted definitions, CRT is an intellectual and social movement and loosely organized framework of legal analysis based on the premise that race is not a natural, biologically grounded feature of physically distinct subgroups of human beings, but a socially constructed, culturally invented category that is used to oppress and exploit people of color. Proponents of CRT argue that the United States is inherently racist in the law, legal institutions, and economy, as these institutions function to create and maintain social, economic, and political inequalities between whites and non-whites, especially African Americans, according to Encyclopedia Britannica. Opponents view the CRT narrative and ideology as extremely biased and not based on a genuine understanding of history or biological and racial realities. Rather than inherent racism or white supremacy creating and perpetuating inequalities among whites and non-whites, genetic differences among various racial groups, including average IQ scores, as well as other social, cultural, and economic factors explain inequalities among racial groups, opponents of CRT would argue. Inequality, after all, is inherent in nature and no two individuals, let alone entire racial or ethnic groups, are equal, critics of the Marxist-inspired anti-white ideology would insist. The CRT Talking Points document drafted by the USAFA poses the question, does CRT teach cadets to hate our country? In an attempt to address the question, the document notes that CRT is indeed divisive and causes controversy, particularly among white cadets, because it's hard for people to hear the words white supremacy without feeling defensive, even though that is the academically correct way to talk about most of American history. The very notion of white supremacy has been entirely weaponized by the radical left and promoted in various venues, including apparently at our nation's leading military institutions, to demonize the founding and establishment as well as much of the history of the United States. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin has insisted in congressional testimony that the U.S. military does not teach or embrace CRT, yet the documents obtained by Judicial Watch appear to contradict that statement. Aside from a seeming embrace of CRT, emails obtained by Judicial Watch reveal USAFA officials hosted Stephen Brookfield, author of Teaching Race, How to Help Students Unmask and Challenge Racism, which endorses far-left concepts of systemic racism and white privilege. Brookfield led online seminars for USAFA faculty at the request of leadership at the academy. Other faculty presentations and slideshows featured support for the BLM movement and talking points, including the false notion that blacks are more prone to police brutality and are systematically discriminated against in law enforcement. These documents show our military and its rising leadership are under attack from within, Tom Fitton, president of Judicial Watch and a longtime conservative activist, said in a recent video commentary highlighting the investigative report. The documents confirm U.S. Air Force Academy leadership is obsessed with anti-American critical race theory and seeks to punish and smear cadets through leftist indoctrination programs. The Air Force is fomenting racialism, racial separatism, and segregation, and anti-white hatred among its rising young leadership at the Air Force Academy, Fitton continued. These documents show the Biden Defense Department is teaching these cadets on how to hate America using repackaged revolutionary, Marxist propaganda. How in the world has it come to this? With official institutions of the U.S. military endorsing and promoting subversive, anti-white, anti-American ideologies, is it any wonder why the military continues to struggle to recruit young Americans?